we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
From the expat home of the resistance, it's the Bill Show. And now, brothers and sisters in solidarity, here's Bill and Randy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Bill Show and our special Dumb Perry Mason. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the impeachment show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking around here, and I'm wishing my compadre was here, but of course, he's still in the United States. Enjoying himself, I'm sure. As I was, and I'm sure you were, through the 2 days so far of testimony in the Trump impeachment trial. That's what we're going to talk about today. It's been a rather eventful time watching the impeachment. If you've been watching the impeachment, then either your popcorn or you're literally mainlining caffeine, because a lot of it was very, very predictable and some of it wasn't. So we're going to talk about the major moments that we had in the impeachment, just the ones that stuck out to me so far. And what really stuck out to me so far is the Republicans. Because, as we know, as we read in the last show, the transcript that was released by the Trump administration more or less says it all. You know, we need a favor for you, from you, though. I mean, that's the one he released and then went around saying, hey, it's perfect. This is the perfect phone call. What are you talking about? Perfect. No, it wasn't. But to back that up, numerous highly qualified individuals within the State Department and within the Foreign Service have come forward. Now, this is the point of the inquiry, and I think that we just got to realize what the point of the inquiry is. So I thought I'd just go over it with you, just to clear my own head. The inquiry is currently investigating whether Mr. Trump, Donnie, withheld U.S. military aid to Ukraine in order to pressure the country's new president to announce a corruption inquiry into former Vice President Joe Biden. Now his rival for the U.S. presidency, Mr. Trump denies any wrongdoing and has branded the proceedings a presidential harassment. Of course, we know that he made the perfect call. If you want to check out our reading of that transcript, check out show 400, in which I did the entire reading to the theme of The Godfather. The whole thing was like real three of Goodfellas. I swear. But go back. It's there. Now, one of the people that we talked, that came up to the Hill to talk, and probably the most impressive guy, I think you got to say, is William Taylor Jr. Now, William Taylor is being framed by Fox News and all these other outlets as being... Yeah. Never Trumpers. They're all never Trumpers. Let me tell you a little bit about William Taylor. And I think that this comparison is more or less what I want to get to with the Republicans. This is William Taylor. The guy came up and testified today that he had heard of the fact that Donnie was blackmailing Ukraine. So let's go about talking a little bit about William Brockenbro Taylor Jr. He was born September 14, 1947, and is an American diplomat, government official, and former soldier. Taylor is a former captain and company commander in the United States Army. He served in the Vietnam War and earned a Bronze Star and Air Medal for V, with a V device. Oh, and the V device, that's for valor. Yeah, and unlike Donnie's bone spurs, you get the bone spur award. He got one for valor. He proceeded to work in the United States Department of Energy, Department of Defense. 1992-2002, Taylor carried out diplomatic work for the United States in Eastern Europe, Soviet Union, Afghanistan, Iraq, the Middle East, and was appointed by a Republican. Yes, George W. Bush appointed him, and then he served under the Barack Obama administration. Now, the only reason that we'll just call him Gary Cooper, shall we? Because I swear to God, the guy is Gary Cooper. He's like, I knew guys like this. They were like my dad, you know, the conservative guys, but, you know, put their money where their mouth was, served in Vietnam, you know, had the opportunity not to take a combat role, took a combat role, all the things that Donnie didn't do, you know. He was actually hired by the Trump administration after the ousting of Marie Yanukovych, the other witness, the person that Donnie and Rudy Giuliani decided they would, you know, shaft to get out of the way so they could go about their business in Ukraine, drumming up fake shit on Joe Biden. So it's important to know that Taylor was appointed by the Trump administration to fill the role of chargé d'affaires for the Ukraine under the Trump administration, which means that this is not some guy. This is not some person on the outside. This is not like a never-Trumper. This is a professional diplomat who was hired by the Trump administration. Okay? So let's clear that up. Now, he said something literally. I want to play this first cut. This is him talking about what he had heard about the obstruction of military assistance to a country at war, that's Ukraine, who are defending themselves against Donnie's best friend, Vladimir. Oh, really? Yeah, that's true. Okay, so let's have a little taste of what Gary Cooper had to say, because I thought he was very impressive. Here he is, William Taylor Jr.
I had learned that in Warsaw, after the meeting Vice President Pence had with President Zelensky, Ambassador Sondland had meetings there and had described to Mr. Yermak, the assistant to President Zelensky, that the security assistance was also held pending announcement by President Zelensky in public of these investigations. Before that, I had only understood from Ambassador Sondland that the White House meeting was conditioned. And at this time, after I heard of this conversation, it struck me, it was clear to me that security assistance was also being held.
You said previously that you were alarmed to learn this. Why were you alarmed?
It's one thing to try to leverage a meeting in the White House. It's another thing, I thought, to leverage security assistance to a country at war, dependent on both the security assistance and the demonstration of support.
What a guy, huh? Hey, Donnie, that's fantastic. So let me get this straight. You got this country that's on the border with your handler, Vladimir. And basically, what you're going to do to them is you're going to take away their defense making Vladimir very, very happy, by the way, I'm sure. And then feed him to, you know, feed him to whatever happens. This is astounding. It just really is. You know, you're getting to the point where you're sitting there thinking, what does he have to do to get thrown out? You know? Because the next thing, really seriously, Donald is trying to get impeached. He's doing everything he can here. This is the addendum that Taylor came up with. Oh, and I forgot to tell you this. If you've heard it, I probably have heard it, but I'm going to do it again, man. This is too funny for words. Here it is.
Friday, a member of my staff told me of events that occurred on July 26th. While Ambassador Volker and I visited the front, this member of my staff accompanied Ambassador Sondland. Ambassador Sondland met with Mr. Yermak. Following that meeting, in the presence of my staff, at a restaurant, Ambassador Sondland called President Trump and told him of his meetings in Kyiv. The member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations. Ambassador Sondland told President Trump the Ukrainians were ready to move forward. Following the call with President Trump, the member of my staff asked Ambassador Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine. Ambassador Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden, which Giuliani was pressing for.
Okay, hold on. What? And that was my reaction when I heard that. He called. You talked to the President of the United States at a restaurant? What, in New Jersey? What the fuck? Christ. So evidently, Sondland, I'm sorry, I shouldn't find this as funny as it really is, decided to call up Donnie from a restaurant. You know. You know. Arby's. Or wherever that, the equivalent to Arby's in the Ukraine. And just called him and so loud it could be overheard, by the way. So that comes out in the first testimony. And then I'm sitting there and I wake up. This literally happened to me. I just was sitting there and then this happened.
Yesterday's impeachment hearing, we got the news that the day after the phone call with the Ukrainian president that led to these impeachment proceedings against President Trump, U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland allegedly called President Trump on his cell phone from a restaurant in Ukraine. An embassy staffer who was with Sondland when he placed the call apparently overheard that conversation, including overhearing President Trump asking Sondland about the investigations that he was pressing Ukraine for. That was yesterday's revelation at the first impeachment hearing. Now, today, the Associated Press was first to report that a second individual can corroborate that account. The AP saying it has learned that, quote, a second U.S. embassy staffer in Kyiv overheard a cell phone call between President Trump and his ambassador to the EU discussing a need for Ukrainian officials to pursue investigations.
So basically, Donnie was so loud at the restaurant, not only Sondland listened to him, evidently half the restaurant heard him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You get the feeling that Donnie just doesn't want to be president.
Yeah, I heard him. I was having lasagna, and evidently...
He got up in the middle of a restaurant, talked so loud that people who weren't even on the call heard him and said things like, I'm going to bribe someone now. If you don't think this is hilarious, you just don't have a sense of humor. No, but that's not all. That's not all. No, 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 no. That's not all.
Vasily Ivanovich... as we sit here testifying, the president is attacking you on Twitter.
Are you fucking kidding me? During the impeachment ceremony. Donnie gets into his head. I know. I'll say something awful. Witness intimidation. Look there! Right there! And you look at the Republicans' faces. Really, seriously, in real time, you looked at these faces of the Republicans who literally have to defend every piece of shit that comes out of that White House. He's yelling in restaurants. He's heckling impeachment witnesses in real time on his little Twitter thing. And if you're a Republican, you're just sitting there. I swear to God, I looked at their faces. And granted, you're all going to hell. Each and every fucking one of you are going to hell. You're all going to bake. If there's any justice in the world, all you little good Germans are going to bake. But let us just say that right now, you and I could probably agree on one thing, because I look at your eyes when you're sitting there during this and going, oh, fuck this shithead. I swear to God, that's what they're thinking. They're thinking, oh, what did he say now? And if that wasn't enough, when Marie Yovanovitch finished her testimony, right? Which, by the way, she was incredible. She was just incredible, just sober and everything. And, you know, harassed in the middle of this testimony. At the end of her testimony, this happened, which never happens except in the movies. Here's what happened at the end of her testimony. I know you've heard this, but I never get tired of hearing it. Here it is.
We are adjourned.
Speaker, our condition.
Mr. Chairman,
you disparage those members on this side of the aisle. We should have a chance to respond to your disparaging remarks. Mr. Chairman, I demand or seek. Mr. Chairman.
You know, it's very rarely in life when real life kind of matches the movies. I thought of the Pacino speech. Because of all the times in which applause goes on in a courtroom, being a person who loves movies, that's what I thought of. And absolutely true. In the speech, that man is a slime. Yes, he is. I got a crazy president who likes to screw women. He is a slime. Not to mention, ladies and gentlemen, I know I felt a little sorry for the Republicans, but no, fuck them. Like eternally. By the way, this is an opinion show, right? This is not, there is no equal of anything that I'm saying here. But it's not a matter of right versus left. It's a matter of evil. What the Republicans are doing, threatening witnesses, what the Republicans are doing, reframing an excuse for a traitor that they know is a traitor, continually doing it for their own enrichment. Fuck them eternally. And it's a good thing to remember, I guess, when we get really pissed off about Medicare for All, you know? Kind of refocuses you, you know? Hey, listen, I want you guys to have Medicare for All. I love Liz Warren. I love Bernie Sanders. I don't like Joe Biden as a candidate. Yeah, I'll give you all that. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, these people are slime. They will sell out everything in that country. They are evil. And I'm not talking Trump. I'm talking the whole fucking lot of them. By the way, where's Mitt Romney? You know, the good German. Where is he? Crickets. Crickets. Okay? Mitt Romney is going to bill himself as Mr. Clean after this entire thing. What about that Republican? I remember that Republican from Ohio. I forget his name. That was the un-Trump. Where are they now? Come on. Nothing. Crickets, because they're slime. They are slime. They brought this to this country. And we've watched it on this show, and you've watched it at home, and I've seen it from over here. The Republican Party needs to be buried forever. What they've done is treasonous, and people need to go to jail. And I kind of think they will, because as I've talked a bit about before, I do believe that Donnie is in bed with Vladimir Putin. In fact, that's the entire, one of the entire benefits that we have is that he's always doing favors for Putin. And I know that's going to happen. Why, Bill? Why do you know it's sooner or later this is going to come out? Why? The other great thing that happened this week, you know something? I haven't been happier for a very, very long time. Those hearings were boring. Are you kidding me? And it just got better and better. It was just like watching these Republicans squirm. I'll tell you, man, that's good fun. When you can say, you know, because this entire thing is basically clarified evil. You know, and if you can sit there and watch Jim Jordan squirm in his fucking shorts. It's good fun. Anyway, the Russian stuff is coming out. Here's the reason why. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Donald Trump's former advisor and longtime ally, Roger Stone, found guilty Friday on all seven charges he was facing, including obstruction, witness tampering, and lying to the same committee currently holding public impeachment hearings into the U.S. president.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10.
As I said, this is an opinion show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone, Roger Dodger, Roger with a dick on his back. You know, Jiminy Cricket on meth. Roger Stone, guilty on all counts. And now, Roger Dodger is looking at spending the rest of his fucking life in prison. The rest of his fucking life in prison. Yes, he's 67. Not more miles on that odometer, Roger. And looks like for either all of them, for a lot of a long period of them, you're going to be staring at a lot of people who, you know, it may sound like I'm, you know, it's true. I that may sound brutal and unforgiving and hateful. Because I am, and it is. I know. Forgive that enemy, but I've been looking at this guy for so fucking long. You have no idea. This goes back to the old days. This goes back to the old days. Yeah. I Roger Stone, Lee Atwater, you know, all the real scum fucks that that infected Washington when Reagan got in, you know? And with the great thing with Stone is it goes back to Nixon. He literally goes back to Creep, the committee to reelect the president, which is so historically accurate. Seven counts, ladies and gentlemen. This came out from Politico, and why does this matter? Oh, I think it matters a lot. And everyone's concentrated on the impeachment. I think this matters. A federal jury found a longtime Republican. This is from Politico, by the way. A federal jury on Friday found the longtime Republican provocateur guilty on all charges for thwarting a House investigation into Russia's 2016 election interference. Hello. It's Ruski. Opening up a political Pandora's box for a president already facing pressure from his conservative base to issue a pardon to shut this fucker up. Before Stone's verdict, an official, but really, seriously, all the signals. Listen, Donnie, first of all, Roger, if you're listening, which I know you're not, but I have this fantasy. Roger, if you're listening, why don't you go and ask Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort about Donnie and pardons. Is he stupid enough not to do it? Well, this is the problem, you know. If he pardons Roger Stone before an election, he's toast. Politically, he's toast. You know, go ahead. Why don't you pardon Manafort too? When you start pardoning, and by the way, Flynn, he was pardoned. No, he wasn't. Because Donnie's a fucking child. You know why Roger Stone wasn't with? Because they actually had a raging argument when he left the first time. Do I think Donnie's immature enough to say fuck him? Well, and that opens some fantastic possibilities here. Before Stone's verdict, a White House, this is actually what the White House said. Right? Here it is. Before Stone's verdict, a White House official said Trump had not been following the case because of the all-consuming impeachment inquiry in Congress. He's preoccupied with his own fate. Yeah. Yeah. I don't watch it at all. That's what I love. And I don't watch it at all. I hardly watch it. And then 2 days later, in real time, he texts abuse at a witness. You know he was there. Fucking trash. All the fast food in the world. You know, a huge mountain of Adderall and cocaine. I'm going to watch the hearings, man. Someone get me something, man. You know that, you know how it ends for Tony Montana? Donnie? Yeah, it doesn't end real well. And it's his own guys that kill him in the end. Now, I don't think that you're going to get killed, but I think that certainly politically. This is what the White House said. Before Stone's verdict, the White House official said Trump had been following the case, as I said before, right? The White House official also predicted that Trump would be unlikely to offer any relief for Stone until after the 2020 election to avoid any potential political damage from such a move. You think that Stone actually believes at this point that he's going to place the rest of his life on the off chance you might win an election that you weren't supposed to win the first time? No. Asked after the verdict whether Trump is considering Stone for a pardon, White House Deputy Press Secretary Stephen Groves replied, not that I'm aware of. Not that I am aware of. In the Stone trial, prosecutors were unabashed about linking the defendant's actions, both in 2016 and after, to Trump and the Trump campaign. Prosecutors even evoked Trump's name dozens of times during the trial, an act Trump might view as insubordinate. Oh, well, the rats are deserting your sinking ship. And some of them just aren't rats. But believe me, There's the scurry, scurry, scurry in the hallway, Donnie. Stone's trial also produced several notable revelations about Trump's campaign and WikiLeaks. Nostrovia, your friend, you know, Donnie. You think that we weren't going to catch? You know, I mean, I'm still going to sound pompous here, but do you think, Donnie, if you're listening, which is just a fantasy, did you think that that wasn't going to come out? That you've been a fucking Russian asset since 1980-something. It's all going to come out. Oh, God. Trump's deputy campaign chairman, who testified that he discussed the forthcoming WikiLeaks disclosures with Stone, April 2016, earlier than the timeline laid out in public in portions of the Mueller report. Gates recounted Stone's request in June for Jared Kushner's contact information so he could debrief the Trump son-in-law about WikiLeaks. And he detailed a July strategy meeting to go over WikiLeaks' response plan with campaign manager CEO Paul Manafort and senior aides Jason Miller and Stephen Miller. That was one of the three conversations prosecutors raised involving Stone and Trump, in which the topic appeared to center around WikiLeaks, highlighting an apparent contradiction in the president's written response to Mueller on this same topic. Perjury! Rack up another one. Thank you. This is what he said. I do not recall discussing WikiLeaks with Stone, nor do I recall being aware of Stone having discussed WikiLeaks with individuals associated with your campaign. Oh, you mean your campaign manager? And Stephen Miller, you know, the fucking winged serpent that you carry around behind you. Like the Wicked Witch of the West. No, I'm sure you had nothing to do with it. Jason Miller, Stephen Miller, and Paul Manafort. You weren't even aware that they were talking to anyone, right? With individuals associated with my campaign. Stone's guilty verdict rippled across the political spectrum on Friday. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it did. The White House is a mess now. Stone knows shit, and he knows shit about Russia. Now you got one side or the other. You're the Republicans or the reason these fucking ferret heads are screaming for him to pardon Stone is that if Stone takes the calculation that I don't think that Donnie's going to win the next election, then there's no pardon forthcoming, he might wise up and take a deal. Yeah, a deal. You say, no, he's so, you know, ardent. No. This is the rest of his fucking life. No bullshit. Rest of my fucking life. That's it. Staring at four walls. And you know something? For an attention hog like Roger Stone, that's going to be hell. Trump already dusted you off once, Roger. You really going to go down the line for him? No. It's going to get out. All the Russian shit that is totally, there was no collusion. Fuck you, Donald. Collusion up your ass. So, folks, this is, I think, an amazing time to be watching this. I did want to do a short show on this subject, and I have. Now, as you know, my compatriot, the guy who's usually with me, who would have really enjoyed this show. He would have really enjoyed talking about the demise of so many awful people. He's going to be back soon, and then we're going to just start doing our regular shows again, and it won't be just me. But if you've enjoyed the show, please, please, please go to the platform in which you like, whether it be iTunes or whatever, and write a review and give us a 5-star rating or a 4-star rating. And if you don't like the show, forget I said anything.
If you're those people who don't like the show, I'll just sit there and go, oh, never mind. Sorry. But if you like the show, support us. Give us a review. And you can always reach us, by the way, at thebillshow.net. Everything Bill Show in one place. And we take messages over there. So whatever you want to write, fantastic. If you have any ideas of things that you'd like us to talk about in the near future, feel free to give us a call. I got this lovely letter today from one of the people that that listened to our show, and he gave me the loveliest compliment. He said, yeah, it was one of the best shows I'd listened to for yonks. And I went, oh, well, thanks, man. You know who you are out there. And thank you very much. It was a very sweet thing to say. So that is a real person. Trust me. We don't get a lot of mail, but when we get nice mail, it really helps because this is a labor of love, as you know. So anyway, we'll see you next time as we go on into our eighth year of doing this. Brandy will be there. So long, and keep watching the impeachment. We'll be talking about it next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
And the river opens for the righteous. 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 And the river opens for the righteous someday. Brother, and he wondered what's on my mind.